Hi, everybody. You're welcome to this podcast. I bring you greetings in the name of Jesus. I want to talk about humility. 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 The Bible said that, for blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. I want to talk about humility. Humility. And the opposite of humility is pride. Praise God. Pride. And the Bible said that for God uplifts the humble and he breaks down the proud. And there is something about humility that is very deep. I want to speak on a book written by Rick Joyner, and the book's title is The Final Quest. And Rick Joyner went to heaven. And when he went to heaven, he said, when he got to the threshold of heaven, he said, when he got there, all the angels bowed to him. And he asked the eagle that was walking with him, that why are the angels bowing down to me? And the eagle said, I look on your shield of faith. And when he looked on his shield of faith, he saw a very unpleasant and very rugged and very kind of like uncomely cloth on the shield of faith. And he said that, what is that thing on my shield of faith? And the eagle told him that that is called humility. And that is the reason for which the angels are bowing. For in heaven, humility is the highest rank in heaven. It is not prayer. It is not worship. When you get to heaven, humility is the highest rank. Let me tell you one thing. Do you know that what caused Satan, heaven, to be thrown and to come to earth was pride? It's like a two-edged sword, dealing with humility and pride. What caused Satan, heaven, was pride. And I came to speak into your life. Could you be watching your life? You have missed opportunities because you were too proud to see through things that ordinary people could not see through. Could it be that you have lost relationships and lost friendship because you are too proud? Too proud. When you are proud, God is the one who fights you. It's not Satan. Hello, Koshadabaha. He told about, today I pray for you. May every seed of pride be uprooted from your heart in the name of Jesus. When you are humble, when you are humble, you are teachable and you are malleable. You are condescending and you listen. When you are proud, it blocks your ears. One of the disadvantages of being proud is that your communication is interrupted. It is altered. You don't communicate well because you are filled with something that is not perspective. You are deceived. Yeah, you are deceived into thinking of things that it is not. I plead with you, wherever you are, could it be that you are the cause of your own problem? You are too proud to say sorry. My God, you are too proud to say sorry. You are not humble enough to go and tell someone, I am sorry. And for you too, when somebody offends you and they say, I'm sorry, you are too proud to accept, I'm sorry. I pray that God will have mercy on us. I pray that God will have mercy on us. Could it be? You are too proud that you are too proud to acknowledge people when they are good to you. You are too proud. You are too proud to be a woman who submits to your husband, you are too proud. You are too proud for you to acknowledge people when they do well and not to be envious and not to be diabolical. You are too proud. I came to speak to someone. Break off the chains of pride. Pride goes before a fall. Pride goes before a fall. And it's God that resists the proud, and he gives grace to the humble. I pray that when you walk in humility, just like Jonah went to heaven, you have a higher place in heaven. Praise God. I pray for you. Any chains of pride, any chains of arrogance, any chains of being puffed up, holding your life back, we break in the name of Jesus. Pride goes before a fall. When you are too proud, your friends are few. When you are too proud, nobody can teach you. When you are too proud, you are the only person who is good, who is okay. You are the only person who does right things. Every other person is bad. I pray for you. I suggest to you that walk and pray for humility. Humility gets you closer and quicker to God than any other means. If you can be humble, when you are humble, when God speaks, you hear. But when you are proud, when God speaks, you can't hear because you are full of yourself. I declare to you, could it be that if you have been humble, you wouldn't have lost that position? The Bible said, and there was a queen who was called Vashti. And the Bible said that, and the king of Persia, he threw a party and invited his queen. And the queen refused to come to show forth his beauty, her beauty. And the Bible said, and the king at Xerxes said, from today you cease to be the queen. And what? He organized a contest. And the Bible said that through that contest, an orphan by name Esther was picked. I don't care how beautiful you are, young lady. I don't care how nice your shape is. What to sustain you in your marriage and relationship is humility. There is no mascara or pumps or any makeup that is able to sustain marriage than humility. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you. Positions. What position have you been given? Any position you have been given, how to handle it is by humility. When you have been lifted, the Bible says, when you have been lifted, remember the Lord your God, who has been good to you. Have you forgotten where you come from? Wherever you are, I want you to sit back, look back. Look back in your life. You are too proud. When you are too proud, you hold on to grudge. You don't let go. You are too proud to let go of pain. You are too proud to say, I'm sorry. You are too proud to allow people to teach you. You are too proud. You are too proud. When you are too proud, you will die before your time. I pray that heaven will pardon you. That wherever you are, every seed of pride in you will be uprooted. I declare that may the seed of humility, may the seed of humility come upon your life. Wherever you are, as you are listening to this podcast, sit down and assess your life. And the pride is the most difficult enemy to see. Yeah, because when you tell somebody, I think you have a problem with pride, the person will fight you. Yeah. Pride is a very difficult enemy to see. I tell you, sir, at times be humble. It makes you appear weak. It makes you appear foolish, but it is good. My God, pride puts you in a cage. Humility releases you. Yeah, when you are humble, it's like you are always the foolish person, the foolish one. It's like you are always weak, but it is good. Because that is by being weak, you are strong in God. I pray for you, Barakada, wherever you are. Lift up your hands, wherever you are listening to this audio, you are listening to this podcast, wherever you are praying that God, touch my heart, change my heart, the condition of my heart. I am too proud. God, help me. Jesus, help me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Marakadaba, intolo bakadaba, prakata Bali Atuakata, Bali Akute Berianta, Precosili Kari Antoloba, Kari Antoloba Kadaba, Libra Koda Liba Kadaba. Every hold of pride be broken in the name of Jesus. Brakadili Kataba pray, Madolo Kataba Labra. Anything you have lost through pride, I pray the spirit of humility will be placed in you. Brako Tolobre Andaba, Libro Katalaba, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you. Remember that humility is the highest rank in heaven. And being humble doesn't mean you are weak and you are foolish, but it means you are wise. I pray for you. Maybe you are listening to this audio, you don't know Jesus. You want to place your hand on your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, forgive me. I am a sinner. I come just as you are. I am. Make my life brand new. Take away every sin from my heart. Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross. I accept you as my Lord and personal Savior. Change my mind. Change my heart. Wash me with your blood. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for touching my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, my name is Pastor Ebenezer Dufro. I love you. If you pray this prayer, you want to get in touch with me wherever you are, you can contact me on +233 248 595 317. +233, that's the country code, 248 595 317. I love you. God bless you. Listening to the other podcast that will bless your life. Remember, humility is the highest rank in heaven. And being humble doesn't mean you are foolish, but wise. God bless you. I love you.